Hi, this is Wayne Ivey, pastor at First Christian Conroe. I think today is Wednesday, April the 29th in the year of our Lord 2020, but I'm not real sure. Is time like that for you? It seems like it's only been about a week and a half since Easter, but sometimes each day lasts 48 to 72 hours. It is strange, this world we're living in right now. People have been asking me lately, when will we get back to normal? When will we start worshiping together again? And what will that look like? I'm not sure normal, the way we knew it, is a thing we're going to get back to. I was talking to my friend Chris Lake over at the Lutheran Church, and we were comparing notes and talking about when we could be back in worship. I am pretty sure we're not going to be in worship in May at all. And June is looking iffy. I was looking at the advice from the governor and all of the restrictions that have been put on houses of worship, because worship has been deemed an essential service. However, the restrictions go something like this. The one at the top is, it is highly recommended that no one over 65 years of age be in a large worship experience together. Well, that leaves me out and about 3/4 of y'all out. So it will be a while before we're back in worship together. Funny thing happened to me yesterday. I want to share this little story with you because it's as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Okay, I was on my way home from the office and I stopped by my storage unit. You know, I'm a collector of everything there is, and I sell toys and stuff on eBay. And yeah, I've had to rent a storage facility to put all my stuff in. It's a disease, I admit it. Anyway, I pulled into my storage facility, and I always park right by the door leading down the hallway to my unit. But when I got there, there were two cars blocking my usual parking place. One of them was a brand new white Mercedes-Benz SUV 450 SL. The other one was a brand new white Beamer SUV. These aren't the usual vehicles you see at the storage unit. So I parked my car a little ways away and opened the door and looked down the long hallway to my storage unit. And there in the middle of the hall, right across from my unit, there were two women. One was sitting on a stool, and the other was standing behind her, and I could tell she was giving her a haircut. This is in the middle of the storage unit. So I start walking down the hall, and I'm a friendly sort of guy, so I say hello, and they say hello back, and I said, I don't mean to be nosy, but what are y'all doing here? So the one cutting the hair said, well, we couldn't get our hair cut at the hairdresser, so I told my friend here if she would meet me at my storage unit, I would cut her hair. So that's what was going on. And so we struck up a conversation, and these were, I have to tell you, and I was talking to Shirley about this story earlier, and I said, you know, would it be chauvinistic of me to say these were two young, really pretty women? Anyway, we talk a little bit, and I start kidding as I usually do. And I said, oh, when you're through with her, you can just give me a haircut. And they laughed and said, okay, we will. As soon as I'm through here, I'll cut your hair. And she got me there. And I looked at her and said, oh, no, that's a bad idea. What do you think would happen to me if I went home and told my wife that I met two young women at the storage unit and they volunteered to cut my hair? Oh, me, that would not be a good thing to admit. Well, of course, I did go home and tell Mary Louise this story. And she said, oh, you really enjoyed that, didn't you, you old goat? Well, no, Mary Louise is much too nice to say "you old goat," but that's what she was thinking. Anyway, that's my coronavirus story for the day. I got angry yesterday at a news story. The news story was that farmers and meat packers are plowing up crops and euthanizing animals because that is economically better for them than the expense of producing the food, not having it sell, and then giving it to the poor. What on earth is the matter with us when we've decided it's a good thing to plow up crops, euthanize animals, rather than feeding the poor? Also yesterday, I happened to pick up a book that Shirley had loaned me. It's not a comfortable book, but I'm enjoying reading it. It's called Red Letter Revolution, and the subtitle is What If Jesus Really Meant What He Said? It's by Shane Claiborne and Tony Campolo. And they talk about this, about how we deal with the poor. Shane writes this, and these are uncomfortable words, I will admit. Surplus not only hurts the poor, but also those who are rich. In the Gospels, it's interesting that the rich man starts by asking Jesus how to find life. If you look at the richest corners of the world, they have the highest rates of loneliness, suicide, and depression. Some of the richest folks in the world end up the saddest. I'm not just talking about celebrities. Ordinary folks around the world are asking, where can I find life, love, contentment? And here's the great paradox. If you want to find your life, you've got to give it away. That sounds a little familiar, doesn't it? The way to become free of possessions is to start giving them away. Otherwise, they own us. And we find, as Mother Teresa said, the more we have, the less we can give. Salvation is often manifested by the release of possessions. It's not a prescription for salvation, but a description of salvation. When we are born again, we want to share. We realize we have siblings we didn't know about, and many of them are suffering deeply. Zacchaeus is another good example of a rich man, a tax collector who meets Jesus and gives half his stuff away to the poor. And Jesus celebrates with him, saying, "Today salvation has come to this house." We don't even know if Zacchaeus said a prayer, but we do know he met Jesus and it transformed his economics. He was set free, and so was his family. Well, I believe that we need to be set free of our possessions. I preached a sermon once about my MGB GT and talked about how that little car owned me, and until I got rid of it and got a sensible Volkswagen, I was not a pleasant guy to be around. So often we find that our possessions wind up possessing us. But as a society, as a culture, as a country, as a world, we have got to get our minds around the notion that there is a terrible imbalance in economic realities. There is an inequality of both income and wealth between the richest and poorest that is growing. It is larger than it's ever been in America. I was looking at the list of the 2020 richest people. Of course, Jeff Bezos tops the list with $113 billion. Going down to number 10 is one of the children of the Walton Empire. And S. Robson Walton has only $54.1 billion. Bloomberg fell off the list because I think he spent too much money of his running for president. I'm not making fun of these billionaires, and indeed some of them have earned their wealth. But what kind of world is it that we live in when the inequality is growing larger by the year? That cannot be good for us as a nation. And if you would pick up this little book, Red Letter Revolution, and take a look through it, it will make you uncomfortable. It will make you ask questions of your own priorities. Well, that's about all I've got for you today. I want to leave you with a benediction. It's a benediction that I saw, believe it or not, a few days ago on Facebook. Listen to this. It's called a Franciscan benediction. May God bless you with discomfort. At easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that you may live deep within your heart. May God bless you with anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people, so that you may work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless you with tears to shed for those who suffer pain, rejection, hunger, and war, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and to turn their pain into joy. And may God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you can make a difference in the world, so that you can do what others claim cannot be done, to bring justice and kindness to all our children and to the poor. God bless.